It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later in the show, we'll hear about a new and interesting collection in the University of Wisconsin that the University of Wisconsin recently acquired and what it could possibly teach us about the Earth's ecosystems.
First, a business group in Milwaukee is floating a proposal that could lead to more funding for arts and cultural institutions in the area.
The Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce is exploring the possibility of one or more referenda in the counties around Milwaukee. The question at hand for these voters, would they be willing to support a sales tax increase to address the region's arts and cultural needs? Nothing set in stone yet, but it raises some interesting questions for the area, and we'll ask you to chime in on the broader question, would you be willing to pay some more in sales tax to support the arts in your community? Give us a call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Joining us now to talk about the proposal and the overall arts funding picture in the state is Ann Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin. Ann, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Well, Ann, let's be clear. You're not involved with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce that is floating this idea, but you're at the forefront over the fight for arts funding here in Wisconsin. So with that said, can you tell us about the proposal, what it's thinking about?
Well, as you said, I haven't been involved in the development of this. I think I know some people who have been, but you know, everyone is looking for looking to diversify funding for arts and culture, quality of life, education, all of the issues, you know, that sort of surround us every day. The economy is changing. That means the funding structure is changing, especially in the sort of quality of life arena, and sales tax devoted to specific issues like arts and culture has worked in other communities, most famously Denver. This is actually an idea that has been talked about for a long time, I think. I know that there have been some meetings maybe over the last 10 years to talk about this kind of taxing issue, but it seems to be reborn now, and the business community is obviously interested in looking at it. And I think it's an idea worth exploring.
Now, as you said, this is a business group that is floating this idea for possible referenda. It's not an arts group that's looking into it. Is that significant?
Well, it's great, actually. And, you know, everybody's involved in the arts now. I guess I'll say that. The whole issue of quality of life, arts and culture, creativity as assets for the community is one that's very much growing in Wisconsin. And Milwaukee, in a lot of ways, is a very good example of how the arts and culture are transforming the community. Business development is not only looking at the tax breaks or usual or older economic development techniques that have been in place over the last 50 years of the old economy, but they're looking for new ways to brand and enhance their community as a good place to live, work, learn, and play. So it is extremely appropriate and really a great step forward, I think, that the business community is thinking about how do we invest in our artistic and creative infrastructure so that we can grow our economy, educate our kids, keep our communities healthy, and benefit our residents. So it's very much an idea whose time has come.
Let's take a caller now, and you can chime in as well on the answer to the question, would you be willing to pay a bit more in sales tax to support the arts in your community? Our number, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we go now to Adam in Madison. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
I just wanted to say I 100% support some type of small tax increase, as long as it's obviously not outrageous. But it's just sad how education, in particular the arts, have been cut in recent years. And not just Milwaukee, you know, but everywhere. Because it seems, you know, arts are, you know, always the things to go. That physical education in schools. But there is so many aspects. Arts are a huge part of our society that need to be sustained. And in my opinion, increased creativity is a huge part about, our makes us human. So I think it's a very important thing that we need to keep investing in going forward.
Okay, thank you for your thoughts, Adam. Appreciate that. And what do you say to that, Ann Katz?
Well, I think Adam is singing my song for sure. You know, I think that the people of Wisconsin are seeing that we want to keep our infrastructure. We want everyone to benefit from the many wonderful resources, creative and otherwise, that we have. And as the, you know, again, as the economy changes, as the role of government perhaps, or the whole funding structure to keep this infrastructure strong is changing, then we have to find new ideas. And I think the people of Wisconsin really want that to keep going. I'll say that the voters in the Denver area have voted three times to tax themselves to support everything from the arts to zoos. They've had a regional creative tax in place for at least 10 years, and the voters have ratified it three times. So, you know, this is not a tax for tax's sake. This is an investment in the future. And I think that, you know, it seems like they're, as I said, it's an idea worth exploring.
And the Milwaukee County Zoo is one that could potentially benefit from this should all aspects go forward. So there's some similarities there. But not everyone agrees with Adam on this one. Some people see funding, public funding of the arts, as something that's not quite as necessary maybe as some other things, more pressing priorities. What's the case you would make that arts funding is worthwhile to a city and all the people who live there?
Well, I'd say that that the arts are critical to the health and well-being of everyone in Wisconsin, if you're looking at the state. I mean, certainly in Milwaukee and everyone in the state, because the priorities of the arts are the priorities of the state. We're not talking about the arts for only a few people. We're talking about creative expression, growing the economy for the 21st century, educating our kids for the 21st century, because all of our kids, whether they're in the arts or not, need to be critical thinkers and problem solvers, and those are the skills that the arts teach. We want our communities to be healthy and good places to live, and we want to be connected to our neighbors and our community members. So that's what the arts are about. It's not something that's separate from our lives. The arts are a part of everyone's lives in Wisconsin. And so people might say we don't want arts funding, but our message very much is, this is not about funding something for just a few people. This is about funding helping everyone benefit, whether they call themselves an artist or whether they're in the arts or not. So we're very much, you know, that's the message we're promoting. We see a lot of, understanding and interest in that message and that reality. And so I certainly understand that there are people that, might disagree, but we're just going to keep educating as we go along.
Now, on the economic side of things, the economy seems to be in recovery, but it hasn't made the complete turnaround yet. Is this, do you think, the time to consider raising taxes when people may be strapped? It's just a modest increase we're talking about here, 0.5% or 1%, maybe, and this is all very theoretical at this point, but are people still stretched too thin?
Well, I think we all, there's no doubt that we are all stretched too thin. I run a nonprofit organization. I totally understand being stretched too thin. But I think what I've also been seeing with, people in the community and leaders alike is that there's a realization that this is not, the recession ending. This is the beginning of a new economy. And Wisconsin will continue to be a manufacturing and agricultural state, of course, but we're also going to be much more focused on small businesses, creative businesses, and quality of life as part of the economic picture. And so in the short term, people might be feeling a little stretched thin, but this is a long-term thing. This tax isn't going to happen tomorrow, first of all. There's a lot of development that has to go on before it would become a reality. Everything needs to be put in place in a right way, and the voters do have to vote on it. But I think that the case can be made that in the bigger picture, in the long term, this would be a good investment for the health and well-being of the community. And I think that's the message that needs to be out there.
Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Anne. Take care.
That was Anne Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin.